You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The Peanuts gang hits the big screen for their first feature-length film this weekend, introducing a whole new generation to Snoopy and Charlie Brown, Linus, Lucy, Sally, Pigpen, the whole gang. Now, you might have grown up reading Charlie Brown in an actual paper over breakfast in the morning. Or if not, maybe you confined your Peanuts consumption to Thanksgiving and Christmas and Halloween holiday specials on TV. But Peanuts introduced memes before memes were really an intentional thing in popular culture. Think of Snoopy dancing with his nose in the air, Linus holding that blanket. But the one that stands out the most, it's the moment right after Lucy has yanked that football away from Charlie Brown. He launches into the air, his nose to the sky. He utters one single word before crashing into the ground. Now, on paper, it's spelled all kinds of different ways, a mixture of A's and U's and H's, depending on the day that it happens. But the result always remains the same.
Ugg!
Eric Schulmiller is a cantor and a writer who's spent quite a bit of time dissecting the symbolism of that recurring moment, that tragedy for Charlie Brown. And he's been analyzing the many ways in which Lucy tricks her friend into running in for a kick year after year after year. He wrote about Charlie Brown's endless capacity to be deceived, and he's even researched the origins of that prank for Slate, and he joins me now. Eric Schulmiller, welcome.
Hi, Todd. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, how far back exactly does this football prank, this relationship between Charlie Brown and Lucy, go?
So if you're talking about the version that we're all familiar with, where Lucy yanks the ball away and poor trusting Charlie lands flat on his back, that version actually goes all the way back to 1953. But what I discovered when I was researching for this article is that there's actually a darker origin story that goes back even further.
Now, you figured out that, in fact, the first time Charlie got down to kicking the football, he was by himself and it didn't go well. And then he kind of lashed out.
Yeah. So if you look back at the original strip from the even earlier than 1953, you see an amazing image. And if you go to the Slate piece, you'll see images of all these different strips throughout the years. So there's an image of him trying to kick the football without anybody holding it, and he winds up flat on his back all on his own. And then in a strip a few days later, you see him try to kick and miss, and then it pans out, and you see these giant looming goalposts that completely dwarf him. It's a very dark image. And he feels humiliated. And in a strip less than a week later, Lucy tries to join the football game, and this is before the gag where she pulls the football has ever taken place. And she misses an attempt at kicking the football, and Charlie Brown humiliates her. He says, little girls don't belong on the football field. You should just get on out of here. And she leaves very dejectedly. And in my mind, in a way, this sort of plants the seeds for her anger, which leads to every single year tormenting Charlie Brown for maybe what was an original injustice years earlier.
Eric Schulmiller, we asked listeners about Peanuts and the plot lines and the characters, which ones sum up their worldview. We had a listener in Cocoa, Florida, who said the Chuck Lucy football gag did define them. You feel ahead financially in life, and then it dumps some sort of financial burden on you. And then from Portland, Oregon, we heard everybody knows the scene where after her promise to hold the football for Charlie Brown, Lucy pulls the football away just as Chuck runs up to it and falls flat on his back, but he continues to trust her. Sounds analogous to the American people's trust for our politicians. That came from Portland. What do you think?
I think that the Lucy football gag has become the go-to metaphor for our feelings of betrayal or disappointment when something doesn't work out our way.
And that sort of transcends a million different parts of life, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we've all experienced that sense in every aspect of our life. And I think that the key for us, as for Charlie Brown, is to keep trying.
Eric Schulmiller, let me try out a fact on you before I let you go, because I'm not sure if you knew this. I didn't know this when I read this. March 30th. 1993. Do you know what happened on that date in the strip to Charlie Brown?
I don't.
Here's one. Charlie Brown hit a walk-off home run and won the game for the first time in his life that day. And then 3 months later, he did it again. He's done it twice. This is in real contrast, isn't it, to the football getting yanked away. The loser who gets his clothes knocked off on the pitcher's mound every other week actually hit two walk-off home runs.
I find that pretty surprising, considering that there was one strip late in the run where Lucy did let Charlie Brown kick the football without pulling it away. And of course, he wound up missing it anyway. So I guess I need to take another look at the baseball story instead of the football story.
Well, you might not be surprised then to know that later on it's revealed that Roxanne Hobbs, who is the pitcher for both of those home runs, she actually hung it over the plate and let him win. She felt bad for him.
Was she the redheaded girl?
No, she's not. She's a different girl. But even in success, Charlie Brown realizes it's not quite success, right?
Absolutely.
Eric Schulmiller is a cantor. He's a writer. As you know, he's been dissecting the Lucy and Charlie football dichotomy in Slate. Eric, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Well, whether you've spent time analyzing the intricacies of Peanuts or not, can you identify with any of the plot lines? Which Peanut character are you?
This is Mark in Dallas. I most identify with Pigpen. In spite of all the grime and all the mess and maybe not so ideal of circumstances, I still have to find a way to shine and smile and contribute to the world in my own unique way.
This is Martin Labo-Kozer from Somerville, Massachusetts. I can identify closely with several Peanuts characters. Linus, the sensitive, geeky intellectual. Schroeder, who's focused on his art to the exclusion of all else. I'm a professional musician. Snoopy, the exuberant but impractical dreamer. And perhaps even Lucy. She has one good quality in among the abusive and sociopathic behaviors. She really doesn't care very much about anybody else's opinion.
Phoenix, Arizona says, Linus, the squiggles above his head describe my life. From South Carolina, my sister, a Peanuts fan for more than 55 years, says, I am Lucy, the big bossy sister. And from Gainesville, Georgia, Snoopy, because I've always dreamed of big adventures. And in the end, I'm sitting in my house. Doesn't Snoopy sit on his house? Well, anyway, 8778-MY-TAKE is our number, and there's much more at thetakeaway.org. And you can ask me anything on Twitter. You can kind of come along as I talk to Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi and John McCain on the Hill. You can ask me about politics or other stuff you like or other stuff you hate. Shoot me your questions. You can follow me at Todd Zwillick. And if you want to take The Takeaway with you, subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on iTunes and take us with you on your commute home from work. It's a great way to stay up on the news. Again, find us on iTunes or any other service that you use to get your podcast fix.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Curious.com, committed to helping people learn more than 17,000 skills like genetics, graphic design, and golf. Curious.com. Grow your skills. Learn more at curious.com/PRI. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.